Welcome to the world's first Straight Talk Solarcast. This is your go-to podcast for answers about solar. Brought to you by Solar Harmonics in Northern California, who invite their customers to own their energy by purchasing a solar panel system for their home, business, or farm. Each episode, we discuss questions facing people making the decision to go solar. The solutions to your questions are given to you straight by one of the leading experts in the solar industry, Jamie Duran, president of Solar Harmonics. Feel free to search our library for answers to questions that you're facing when considering solar. And now, here's Adam Duran, our host with the questions, and Jamie Duran, our solar expert with Straight Talk Solarcast.
Hello, Jamie.
Hello, Adam.
How's everything in the land of solar this week?
It is going crazy, pretty worn out. We have this gigantic, like the biggest project in the history of the company that, you know, we were invited to bid on, one of three companies. And so, you know, they're basing it on our length of time in business and our reputation. And we let them know right up front, you know, if you want the cheapest. And they said, going with the cheapest has cost us tens of millions of dollars.
Oh, in
the
my.
Past. So we're not doing that. We want to go with the companies who, you know what they're doing and are going to be able to deliver. And, you know, based on everything we've heard about you guys, that's who we want.
And so, oh,
excellent.
Congratulations. I was going to say, and then they called you. Oh. Nice.
Yeah. And so that's
good
very
for them.
Good.
Good for
well,
them.
Yes. And then the odyssey started because this is a really big facility using just one of their house meters. So not the whole thing, uses 16 million kilowatt hours of power. And what that equates to is if we covered every surface that they let us cover with solar. So lots of the parking structures, lots of roof. Pretty much anywhere they don't have a store or a big mall.
Okay.
Which is great that they're looking at going solar. Good. Anyway, covering the whole thing, we'd offset 30% of their power.
Oh no.
I mean, that's nothing wrong with that.
That means that their demands are far outstrip their ability.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just the air conditioning for the mall is, and I think that's what the 16 million, because we're not quite sure where that meter is.
But, whoa.
Yeah. Awesome. We think it's connected to the big, big coolers. And so, yeah, if we tie everything in, it's only going to offset 30%, but that is the most expensive 30%. So it is going to help.
Obviously,
it's going to be beneficial. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's a lot of work to assemble these things. And you know, there's no guarantee that we're going to get it, but yeah, we've put in a lot of trips down there and a lot of time. And you know, today is leap year, February 29th, and so the bid is due March 1st. And so, so it's exciting that we finally, you know, are dialing in everything and making our last minute changes and making sure we included you know, lighting underneath the canopies and all of that kind of stuff. And so. But yeah, we'll see how it goes. I'll report back and let everyone know if we won, if we won the bid or not. And then it's going to be one of those, all right, we won. And then it's going to be, oh my God, now what do we do? But we know what we're doing. And so,
yeah, I mean, that's great. Don't you want the Terrell Owens or Vernon Davis, put me in, coach, during that crunch time. You want to be put in. This is why you do all the things you do.
Well, yes, but that, remember that I started out with, you know, tens of millions of dollars we don't want to be in the opposite side where they say, oh, well, you forgot the something and, you know, that's what your contract says. So you got to supply it. And if not, we're suing. And so it's, you know, things that are, so we put in all these disclaimers and assumptions because we have been, you know, not in the $10 million, but, you know, we've made mistakes plenty of times. So,
okay.
But in any event, so I kind of wanted to talk about, you know, if you're one of these decision makers, facility managers, property owners, should you just send out a bid and just, you know, because what's happening now is with this bid process, there was not anything to go off of. So This was really, everyone's building it up from scratch. And so of the three companies, they're going to get three very different systems. They're going to get three different, you know, batteries and three different solar panels and three, you know, we all have a different way of getting to that point of that 30% offset. But they, there, you know, there's no electrical plan.
Wow.
You know, and we spent, like I was mentioned, the 16 million kilowatt hour meter. We're trying to find out, okay, where is it? What is it connected to? Because we want to tie all the solar to that. We spent about 6 hours walking around that mall and all the electrical rooms and everything on the roof and everything. And it was kind of like Die Hard, you know, where you're crawling through, crawling under, you know, kind of getting up there. Nope, it's not there and all that kind of stuff. So what we recommend is hiring a company to actually put together the plan. And that would mean, you know, doing everything that we were, you know, just talking about with, okay, first we need all the bills to determine how do we, that 16 million kilowatt hour, we only got that bill or the total about a week ago. And so it gave us a lot of time to assemble that and then figure out, okay, now we have to find out where that meter is. And nobody knows because, the you know, it, this company acquired the mall from another company and so forth. So it's a whole thing. And so if I would do it again, I would recommend that, hey, you know, why don't you guys hire us? It'll take us 30 to 60 hours and, you know, we'll put together the proposal and we'll outline all of the, you know, all of the parameters of it. So when you do go out to bid, you are, everyone has the same document, you know,
right?
We want US made panels. We want this kind of inverter. We want this kind of battery storage and blah, blah, all that stuff. That way, you know, when the bidders do come in, they aren't, you won't get one bid at, you know, 250,000 and another one at 2.5 million. And I've kind of seen those.
Yeah, I have two.
Yeah.
And
the $250,000 one is the one where most companies will select. And then the company comes back and says, oh, shoot, we didn't know that you never told us that. And so now, here's your $2 million change order, or here's your $3 million change order, or whatever it is, you know, that because you went with the cheapest. And the other company, then it could be that, you know, they went in so high is because they don't want to be in that position that I just talked about where, oh my God, we forgot about the whatever. And that whatever is going to add $10 million onto the project or $1 million onto the project. So we need to plan as if it's going, that kind of contingency is going to be there. So it's you know, nerve wracking and, you know, but we've been doing this long enough. So we know what to expect, what to happen, but at least this company, I'm really, really happy that they first sought out who are the best companies in the area. And then, you know, who's the companies that, because they're aware of the NEM 3.0, and they're saying, oh my gosh, you know, we got to make this happen now because we don't know if these companies are going to be around next year.
Yes, and
so that's one of the biggest things they're looking at is what, you know, what other projects do you have? What's your pipeline? And, you know, if we do win these, I don't really know how we're going to do anything else, but we'll see how it goes. But it's very exciting. You know, that's when you have your own business, as you know, Adam.
Yep.
These are some of the things that come your way that are just like, oh, wow. If that happened, that would be a real game changer. If that project came together, that'd be a real game changer. If it doesn't come together, you can't put all, you know, oh my gosh, I'm going to throw myself off a bridge or anything like that. Nope. You just got to keep on plugging away. And many times those projects have come back to us because they did go to the cheapest guy. And then the cheapest guy is saying, oh, shoot, you know, see you later. They just disappear. And a lot of times with the money or some of the money and that kind of stuff. So all of those construction things happen all the time. And so it's great that this company decided to look at reputation first and look at recommendations. And who not to use was a big one of their criteria. And they decided not to go with any of the big companies, which is very interesting. And so, yeah, it's very, always exciting, always something going on. And it's completely separate from that. last week we talked about that Powerwall 3 yes. and how it could be kind of a really good innovation. And I did get some really good feedback from people, installers especially, who are very excited. But in Australia, if you go with a Powerwall 3, they are actually, they're starting a rebate. So it's kind of making it hope, you know, that it could make it more affordable because these are not inexpensive batteries. But, you know, if you can eliminate the inverter and get a rebate on top of it, that's going to make solar a bit more attractive for people.
Yeah, of course.
But that rebate is coming from the state or, you know, from the country in Australia. So I'm sure they have states there too. But, but the government is supporting it,
great.
Which is interesting. So maybe California can look at giving rebates on the batteries to encourage people to have their own power, operate off their own power, and then kind of get PG&E out of that. And so it's interesting because the arguments they're making in Australia are about the same as they're making here with regard to net energy metering. So just want to throw that in there. So if there's any politicians that if they're, because they are looking, as we've also talked about, with the upcoming election of re-examining the NEM metering, but it's highly unlikely it's going to get overturned. But the state could authorize a rebate program that is very straightforward. The current programs are really, really difficult, and they're maxed out on the amount of money that was available. So not available anymore, but we'll see how it goes. I think it's another good innovation in solar.
Cool.
Really bring things back. So that's all I got. Any questions?
Yeah, I had a bunch.
All right.
So our listeners know, I know we went through this with our little HOA here in Northern California that I live in. We have 19 meters that we had to find. And, you know, it's when you're talking a project this large that Jamie's speaking about, it's not like your house where there's just one meter. It's a group of meters that... It's crazy to think, but nobody knows where they all are or what they're connected to. It's mind-boggling that this happens, but I guess it's very common in these commercial projects.
Oh, it's extremely common, but good news, Adam. PG&E eliminated that program January 1st. So now if we were going to do that same project that you were talking about, we would have to tie a group of solar panels to each meter. And so what you're talking about is we were able to group all 19 of these meters and just tie the solar to one meter. The benefit goes, it flows through all the meters. But yeah, PG&E, no more of that. And so that's another huge challenge that we're working on because some meters use, you know, 10,000 kilowatt hours and some meters use 16 million. And so, you know, if you have a giant parking structure with 700 solar panels, but the nearest meter only uses, you know, 14,000 kilowatt hours, you're going to be sending back a lot of power. So it's exciting. It's adventurous.
The other thing is, I don't think people understand, but if you talk to a roofer, if you talk to seven different roofers, you're going to get seven wildly differing proposals because they all have their own secret sauce. And you're like, but it's a roof. It's not just a roof when you're talking about all of the things that go inside of it. That's what kind of my odyssey has been with solar is the variance in costs are gargantuan. And that's how they get you. That's how they get you. And there is no standard like solar installation. It's dependent upon the expertise of the solar company that you're working with. And there's such a wide variance of expertise there. It's just, it's mind boggling. And I would think at the commercial level that they would, you know, the person or persons tasked with this would understand you need kind of like an independent, you need an outside expert to kind of guide you through that process. To not have one is crazy, is inviting just inaction, in my opinion.
Okay. Well, thanks, Adam. We appreciate this lesson.
Somebody to guide you so that way you can compare that apples. You can do the apples to apples comparison, because if you don't, it's going to be, you know, star fruit to orange to mandarin to, you know, whatever, eggplant.
Well, that's why you got to check. Start with the reputation is the big thing.
Yes, so, 100%.
You know, going with the cheapest, in most cases, you end up with the most expensive, because not just your money that you have to have, but the time. And, you know, is this company, are you ever going to see them again once they install the roof? So in any event, it's a very long podcast, so we can wrap it up there. Hopefully you have some good news next week.
Yes, hopefully.
But it might take them a month or so to make up their mind, but they really want to get going. So in any event, that will wrap
prevailing wage, prevailing wage, that big bell. They should be hearing dong, dong. No? All right. We'll wrap it up, Jeff. We'll wrap it up there. Thank you, Jamie. And thank you to our listeners who spent another great 15 minutes with us learning all about what's going on in the land of solar this week. If you have a question for Jamie for an upcoming episode, you can go to our Facebook page, Straight Talk Solarcast, send us a message through there. And if you'd like to visit a library of our past episodes, go to solarharmonics.com, click on the podcast link at the top of the page, and there you will have it, a library of our past episodes that you can search through and listen to at your leisure. Until next time, everyone. See you.
That's all for now. Thank you for listening to this episode of Straight Talk Solarcast with solar expert Jamie Duran. Join us each week for more answers to your solar questions. Speaking of questions, got some? Email us at solarcast@solarharmonics.com and we'll be sure to give you an answer in an upcoming episode. This episode of Straight Talk Solarcast is brought to you by Solar Harmonics, the leading solar energy developer in Northern California, who invite you to own your energy. Visit them on the web at www.solarharmonics.com.